Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. And I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour on tonight. I just give God reverence and praise, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I thank and praise God on tonight to be back on our radio broadcast. I give God the praise. I give him the glory today. I just magnify the Lord on today, and I give him praise. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion as we go into our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. We're going to start with the scripture. Then we're going to have a song, and we're going to have a prayer for our devotion. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who have not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I have just read you Psalms 124 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song, and then we're going to have prayer. Amen. Ooh. One second, I bind the enemy up tonight in the name of Jesus. I bind him up in the name of Jesus.
Before I drew my breath, oh,
Come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, God, before your throne, God, just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on tonight. Father, we just come tonight, God, and asking you right now, God, to bind up the strong man, God, from our lives, Lord, and bind the strong man from this radio broadcast, and bind up the enemy tonight, Lord. I'm asking you right now to bind every demonic force on tonight. Lord, I ask you to destroy the enemy right now in the realm of the spirit. Lord, I ask you right now to send fire from heaven. Send fire, God, and burn him up in the name of Jesus. I ask you tonight, Lord, to send your fire down, Lord, and burn up every witch and every warlock and every wizard and every psychic right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every demon on assignment, God, I ask you to destroy right now. You can drop dead now in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you right now to cover our radio broadcast and everybody under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise tonight, and we give you glory tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We stretching our hands to you for no other help. We know, God, and we know what you're going to do, God, and before we can even ask, you're going to already have it done for us. In the name of Jesus, we come just running with our arms stretched out wide, God, in the name of Jesus, just giving you all the praise tonight, giving you glory, Lord, and magnifying your name on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you tonight, God, to dip us down in the blood, Lord. I'm asking you, Lord, to scrub us clean, Lord, in the blood of Jesus on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Wash us, God, that we may be whiter than snow, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us in your blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may live a holy life before you and before the people of God. And we want to live holy, Lord. And we want to be a holy child, Lord. And we want to live holy before you, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we come tonight, God, just giving you praise. We worshiping you, Lord. We worship you, God. We worship you, God. We give you worship tonight, God. We give you praise tonight, God. We give you worship, Lord. We give you praise on tonight. We worship you tonight. And we give you praise, Lord. We bow down before you, Lord, at the foot of the throne, God. We want to praise you, God. We want to worship you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you worship on tonight. Lord, we just want to praise your name. We want to lift your name up that all men may see, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for waking us up this morning. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, you've been so good to us. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where will we be today? In the name of Jesus. Lord, we just pray and we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. I just give God reverence and give him praise on tonight. Sometimes I don't be trying to go this far. This was a devotional prayer, but you know, I don't quench the spirit. I let the Holy Spirit take over. And whatever he want to do is what I yield and let him do. In the name of Jesus, I just give God all the praise today. I got so many things that I can testify about. I just thank God. I thank God when I rolled over this morning and opened my eyes. I said, thank you, Jesus. I thank God. I thank God. On Tuesday, I got that shot, that vaccine shot. I slept for 2 days on and off. When I tell you that God took it all away, I don't even have a hurt in my arm, nothing. And I thank God for it on tonight. God is just a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I'm telling you, it means so much to me to be able to praise God. See, we go to God in prayer, and we ask him for this, and we ask him for that, but we don't go and praise him enough. We need to give God praise before we start asking for things. We have to give God the praise. We have to give him the glory. You see, I just thank God. Now, when I come and I ask God to bind up the strong man because the enemy be attacking this radio broadcast, he had two things going at one time, and at the same speaker, there were none but the enemy, you know, but that's all right. God took care of it, you know, and that's why I always ask God to bind up the strong man, and I bind him up, and I cast him out, and I command him to go from this radio broadcast, because he'll disturb everything that we're doing. He'll try to throw out us off of focus and throw distractions. But you know, we have to keep our minds focused on what God called us to do. So that's what gets me through a whole lot of things. I don't think about the enemy because I know God got my back. You know, I know he can send the angels. I can request Michael to come and send a legion of one angels to war against the enemy while we have some prayer. In the name of Jesus, I've done it too many times. So I just thank God tonight for his goodness. God is a good God. I don't know how many of us know that tonight. God is such a good God. He woke us up this morning. He didn't have to give us the right mind. We could have been trying to put our shoes on our heads. But God made us have a right mind. A sound mind, not a double mind, but a sound mind. And I thank God today. I thank God today. I thank God. He's such an awesome God. Then I got up. I had all the activities of my limbs. I could move around. I could think on my own. I don't need nobody leading me around. I thank God for that today. People take that kind of stuff for granted. They take that kind of stuff for granted that you can put your own shoes on. They take it for granted that you can sit down on your own. They don't always have to be that. We have to thank God for the little bitty things that we think that's going to automatically happen. It don't automatically come like that. God, he the one that provides us and allow us to do the things that we do. I thank God I don't take it for granted. I don't take nothing he do for me for granted. I don't take the little egg in my refrigerator for granted. I don't take the cornmeal in my meal barrel for granted. I just thank God for food. I thank God for clothes and raiment. I thank God today. I just thank God today. God is so good to me. When I tell you God's good, I'm a walking miracle. Walking miracle, talking miracle. He let me live so I can testify. He brought me out of a massive heart attack 30 years ago so I can tell somebody how good God is. I can tell somebody that God is a healer. Honey, I can tell you about it. That's why I wasn't worried about nothing else, because he could have let me die back then. But he kept me here because he got a purpose for me, and he's still using me. And everywhere I go, I'm going to tell it. I can stand on the highest mountain. I can tell it out of 737 jet plane. I can tell them about God. I'm telling you, God is such a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. He's so worthy to be praised. I give God all the glory. I give God all the praise today. I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to tell you all. And you know what? I depend on God. I depend on him every day of my life, because he said he give us mercy, new mercy every day. I depend on that new mercy every day, because if you don't have mercy and grace, I don't see how you're going to make it. Not 1 minute, not 1 second, not 1 hour of the day. We have to have that new mercy, you know, and I thank God for it. I thank God for my daily bread, and every day I thank him. I ask him for my daily bread every day, and I thank him for giving it to me every day. I thank God for the things that I need from him every day. I depend on him to give them to me. That's what a lot of people have a problem with. They don't want to depend on God. They do stuff out of their own strength, out of their own self, not by my power, not by my might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. See, but people got to get that straight. It's not by your power. It's not by your might, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, God lifts up, he raises up a standard against us. That's why I can call on him and tell him of the enemy. Tell him about the enemy. He already know it, but I bring it to him again. Get it. Get him. And he will. But I thank God on today. Do we have any testimonies today? Y'all know I could talk all night.
I won't testify today.
Amen.
I just want to give God some praise, because I was sitting here and I was thinking when I woke up this morning, I don't know why it was on my mind, but as soon as I got up, I was like, I remember I had to get up extra early just to go and catch the bus. But now I can get up at whatever time I want to get up. And
All right.
Because God blessed me with a vehicle now. Not saying there's something wrong with catching a bus, because God made my legs strong to walk however far I was walking, and he covered me, and he shielded me to go where I needed to go. So I just want to give God some praise for blessing me with his vehicle. And I remember when I used to stay in people's house using their stuff. Now I can stay in my own house, in my own bed, and do what I want to do, and I just thank God for that. I remember when I used to be like, oh, God, please, Lord, bless me with a husband. I need a husband. You know, I asked you to pray for me a husband many a time, and God put the perfect person in my life. And I just thank God just for taking care of little old me, just for being who he is to me. Because he didn't have to do what he did, but he did it just for me. And people have a hard time depending on God, because when you depending and when you waiting on, you have to wait on God when you depending on him. You have to show that you trust God, and you gonna sit and you gonna wait and do what he say he gonna do. And it's hard to do that. But when you really do it and you really, really take heed to those words and just do what God said do, what is it? Something but faint not. What's those words? If you faint not.
Come bring it to us, Lord. Bring it to us. I know it so well.
I know. If you just wait on God and not faint, He got you. Just wait. All we have to do is just be patient, and God gonna give us exactly what we need. We don't know what He's teaching us in the midst of what we're asking for.
That's right.
And we have to show
that
we are able to, and we deserve it. And we have to show God that we're not taking it for granted. And we got to believe that He got us. We just got to be patient and wait on the Lord.
Yes.
And He's not going to leave us nor forsake us. God is a never-failing God. And He always have our back. I'm telling you, everything I think about, all of my concerns are His concerns. He fixed everything I need, and it don't take Him no time. I would have been asleep something that morning, and probably that evening it's done, and I just give God glory and honor because He heard me. He heard my cry. He heard my plea, and He answered me. It might come through somebody else, but He answers me, and He tell me what I need to know, and I just thank God for that, and I give Him glory and praise and honor, and I pray that y'all continue to pray much peace in the Lord, and I will pray y'all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That was an awesome testimony, because she was talking about just what was on yesterday when we talked about Moses and how the Lord having them to wait to be delivered, and they going through harder stuff, but God still going to deliver them. They may, you know, things may get a little tough until you get delivered, but you going to be delivered from whatever it is. You know, sometimes we have to go through things. To whom much is given, much is required. Hey, if you only knew, but them people, the Israelites went through a whole lot, because a lot of them they disobedient, and God was taking them through some so they could learn something to trust, have more faith in Him and trust Him. And by the time they got through, when He got through, Pharaoh got through, they was trusting in God. See, we have to trust God. I don't care what it looked like. It looked like they weren't going to be able to make the bridge. But God made it possible for them to make the bridge. God will make it possible for you to do things you never thought you would be able to do. Every concern of yours is a concern of God. He said, you're going to reap if you faint not. You're going to reap if you faint not. But you got to wait so you can reap. You got to be patient enough so you can reap. That's God. Wait on God. We got to wait. We got to be patient. And then it's all in His own time. Sometimes we don't have to wait but 2 seconds. God is a good God. And we don't have our minds so little. We don't have an inkling about his what He's going to do. But we know what this word says. We trust and believe the word. So I thank God for that testimony, because it encourages me. Because I know where you've been. I don't know where you're going, but I know where you've been. I know where you come from. I know where He brought you from. So I thank and praise God for your testimony on tonight. And there's so many other testimonies. I know where they've been. I know where they come from, where God brought them from. When I tell you, I know where I've been. And I know where God brought me from. And I thank God on tonight. Is there any more testimony tonight? We're going to have a song.
I'm aware of things too hard to bear. You got no energy to bear. It's all whose life can bring, and I know you're okay. There's no remedy to bear. Worrying won't get you very far. Every trial makes you who you are. So you gotta press through the fire. You gotta press through the pain. You're gonna be at the moment. The sun shines through the rain. All the worst is behind you. Don't put a smile on your face, 'cause you're gonna make it. Yeah, you're gonna make it through the day.
El Shaddai. Yes, He is more than enough. When we think we need more than God, we don't. I give God praise on today. I give Him glory today. Brother Q, Brother Martin, Minister Martin, the Lord want to hear more from you. You got a lot in you. You're doing very well. You got a lot in you, and I could see God pulling it out just through reading. You know, you paying more attention. It's a lot of stuff bottled up in you that God want to uncork and let out. And you do need to distance yourself. I heard the Lord say you need to distance yourself from some people and some things. Because you're trying to live so God can use you, so God can be pleased with you. They just be patient. There's some things He needs you to be patient with. And you can't learn the word overnight. It's going to take time. It's going to take some time. You can read and stuff, but the Lord has to open up your understanding. And you know it takes time. You can read a couple of scriptures a day, just a couple of verses a day, and just and let that do. Because when you get ready to go back or you hear them again, you will know them. And you got people watching you too. I don't know whether it's at work or whatever. They're watching you to see how you're going to do and what you're going to do. And Brother Harold, I hear the Lord say you have other people that's waiting on you. You have people that you need to be teaching or preaching to or ministering to. You have people that you pray for and they need your prayer. They need your prayer. They need you to minister to them. They're waiting on you. You don't have to touch everybody you pray for. He said, but be ready, or get ready, or be ready. Because if you have not started, you're going to start ministering, praying for people. And He speaks to you a lot. The Lord does. He speaks to you a lot. You don't talk to a whole lot of people, but you hear the Lord and you know His voice. Still have to watch yourself. He's gonna use you in places that you don't even can imagine, and they're gonna know who you are. I heard him say teacher. Rabbi. You have a lot of wisdom. If some people want to ask you questions, but it's like they don't want to come to you. Yeah, I don't know why, but they want to ask you some things. I don't know. Yeah, you got a lot of people the Lord is just going to use you to bring to the to Christ. You're going to lead a lot of people to Christ. I hear the Lord say, stand, stand firm, stand. That you are willing. Many nights you've stayed up in your word, praying and keep praising him. Keep praising him. Keep praising him. Keep lifting his name up. Keep praising him. God, hear your prayers. He hear you. Keep praising him. He like that praise. He like that worship. God likes that. The angels be listening. Hallelujah. Dear Lord Jesus. I keep hearing them say, you're wise, you're a wise man, you're a wise man. Thank you, Lord. Prophetess Martin, the Lord knows that you're growing in his grace. You're growing. You're growing spiritually. You have a tender heart for the people of God. And you love God. Things you used to do, you don't even have a desire to do anymore. Places you used to go, you don't do that anymore. Friends you used to have, God and move. He going to replace them with the friends he wants you to have. He going to send you to different places to do different things for him. He's going to use you. He said you have to be particular about who you're around. He hears you in your heart. He hears you when you talk to him in your heart. A lot of times you don't say it out your mouth, but it's in your heart. God hear you. God hear everything you say. You even... You're doing better in your home. You're doing better in your marriage. Your marriage is doing better. You're doing other things that make it do better. Go, you know, making it better in your home. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't turn back. Don't look back. Ain't nothing back there. You got to keep going, moving forward. You got a lot of work to do. Thank you, God. He's going to start giving you new revelation. He's been giving you revelation, but there's some new things coming. There's some new thought. Hayoro. And it's going to really get your attention. He said you got a very keen sense of discernment. And you love your family. I hear them say you rooted and grounded in the Lord. He put his word in your heart. Your word is down in, his word is down in your heart. Be patient with your boy. You're a house anointed. When you get warmer, you can open your windows, crack your windows. Brother Harry, this is kind of private, but it's a lady watching you. I don't know who she is, but it's a lady watching you. Well, God's going to do what he's going to do. He's going to do what he's going to do. And Prophet Sadler, the Lord he's strengthening you now. He's been strengthening you, but he's strengthening you now. You've been the head of the family, of your family. I'm not just talking about your immediate family. I mean your family. They look up to you. And it's going to be some more that do look up to you. Everything we go through, you know, most of the time it's a training ground. Every experience we experience is for training. And God trains us and he builds us up. He strengthens us. He leads and guides us. We have to go through things sometimes. But God, in you going through them for God to get you where you're going to be at, where you're supposed to be in him. Every weight that you have, you give it to God. Every weight that's on you, every burden that you feel, you give it to God. Because God loves you. He cares for you. Every weight that you have, every weight that you're feeling, you give it to God. You may not understand, but you give it to God. God, I can't carry it. I'm giving it to you. I don't want to think about it no more. I'm giving it to you. Take it off of me. You say you will bear my burdens for me. I'm giving it to you, Lord. I don't want to handle this, Lord. You can handle it better than I can. Give it to God. Every concern that you have, every concern that you have. You got some concern. You give them to God. Don't you worry about them. Don't even think about them. But you give them to God. And God will work every situation out, every circumstance. He'll work it out. He'll work it out, but you just trust him to do it now. Trust him to do it. He gonna do it for you. He say, you got faith. But you got to give it to him and don't take it back. Don't depend on nobody else. Depend on the Lord. Don't tell nobody else. Tell the Lord. It's a new day for you. It's a new season for you. Look for new things. Look for a new anointing. Look for it. It'll be there. And when you don't understand something, get some wise, seek some wise counsel. Seek wise counsel. And Prophet Statler, I don't know if you're there or not, but you got to put some distance between you and some people, because what fellowship does light have with darkness, or darkness have with light? No fellowship at all. Just because we want to, see, I pray and I ask God to whoever or whatever will come between me and God, I ask God to move them. I don't care who they are. I don't care what they do, what thing it is. If it's going to come between me and God, I don't want the thing. If it's going to come between me and God, whatever person it is, I'm telling God, you move it. I want God more than I want anything else on this earth. I want God. So I told God, I pray, that's my prayer. If it's anything or anybody that stands between me and God, God, you move it. Move them out of the way. I love you, and I want you, and I need you. We're going to have to get to that point. So we can tell God, and I don't care who it is, if they standing in between you and me, you move. If they trying to block me from you, you move. If it, whatever it is that's keeping me from you, move it, God. Move it, God. I want you. I want you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Jesus. Not nothing else. But you, God, seek me first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. I don't want nothing first. I want God first. And he knew it. That's what he wants you to do. I don't care who it is. I don't care what it is. If it's got a block between you and God, tell him to get it out the way. The devil's in just putting distractions, but the devil is a liar. We bind him up now. No more distractions. No more distractions. No more distractions. In the name of Jesus. No more distractions. so many jealous people. But don't even worry about it. Like I told your husband, give them to God. He said, first things first. I just heard him say that. He said, you believe he can do those things? Watch him. That he gonna make you know it's him when he do some things. He gonna make you know it's him right instantly. He said you serve a true and living God. More worship. He said he know you're a worshiper. And more worship. And put all, I hear that song later, you're all on the altar. Put it all on the altar for God to deal with. And when you see some people just walk past, hey, how y'all doing? I'm in a hurry right now. I get back with you. I just want to holler at you. Keep going. Stay your distance. I'm saying what I hear the Lord say. But remain in your heart the same. So that's too much to be dealing with. Confirm some things before you make a move. And I hear him say, distance yourself. I don't know what I said, if that's for you or not, but he's saying, distance yourself. God, tonight, I'm not going to hold you. I give God all the praise and glory. Trying to come out of this. I don't even know who this is for. I hear the Lord say, refill. God is working some things out for the people of God. But I'm not going to hold you. We're going to get out because we have our children's study, our Bible study tomorrow at 12 Central and 1 Eastern Time. And then we have our Sunday worship at 12:30 Central Time and 1:30 Eastern Time right here on our radio broadcast. But we're going to have a prophet Sally going to bring the word on Sunday. The Lord said he talks to you, Prophet Sally. He said, just listen to him. Amen. So we're going to get ready to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, just giving you praise and glory, magnifying your name, Lord. Father, I just thank you for speaking in my ear, Lord, in my mind, in my spirit, I just thank you for every word that you spoke unto me on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Father, to just cover your people right now all over this earth. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you to heal, deliver, and set free on tonight. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your word, God. Thank you for using me, God. I thank you, Lord. I don't take it for granted, not at 1 second. I just thank you now. I ask you to cover everyone under my voice. And I thank you and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to prevent you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. I hope you have a blessed and good weekend. We'll see you right back here on Sunday for our worship service, and we want the children on tomorrow for our children's Bible class. God bless you. I love you. You all have a good night.
I love you. Good night.
Good night. Love you too.